Berman's book details the elements of the U.S. Constitution that he says are designed to protect the interests of elite groups. In the book, Berman argues that three things are essential to protecting democracy: elect pro-democracy candidates, build long-term movements for institutional reforms on the federal level, and find a way to abolish the Electoral College. Berman said a recent example of anti-democratic action was when the mostly white Republican-dominated Michigan state legislature appointed an emergency manager to oversee the finances of Flint, Michigan, a predominantly black city.
Then the state legislature stepped in, overturned the repeal of the emergency manager law, and basically made it impossible to overturn any laws the legislature had passed. Then it was after that that the emergency manager was appointed for Flint, Michigan, switched the city's water supply, and then we got the contaminated water in Flint.
Natalie Tennant is a former West Virginia Secretary of State and a current Brennan Center manager of state advocacy on voting rights and elections. She was in conversation with Berman at the event. She says conservatives feel themselves losing their grip on power and are using all sorts of tactics to maintain minority rule.
As the country shifts demographically and politically, a faction of the reactionary conservatives is taking advantage of structural inequalities and deploying tactics like gerrymandering, voter suppression, election interference to hold on to that power.
Ari Berman says this move by Republicans angered many residents, like Katie Fahey, who decided she wanted to ban gerrymandering from the state.
He got together a group, started a whole new group, Voters Not Politicians. In 110 days, she got 400,000 signatures to put an initiative on the ballot to ban gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering is when a political party redraws election districts to favor their own side. The Supreme Court recognizes gerrymandering as unconstitutional. Berman says that terms like this can seem really abstract, but it helps voters care when you apply them towards issues that affect them, such as clean water or the right to control their own bodies. He said instead of blaming Trump, voters should look at the system that made his election possible.
If people want to defeat Trump or defeat Trumpism, we have to be able to reform a broken system first. And that if we have a rigged democracy, that leads to a rigged politics.
Ari Berman says that when democracy gets distorted, it makes it harder to solve issues that matter to Americans. For KPFA News, I'm Audie McAfee.